Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Dr. Lorraine Goodwin, Carpe Diem. Dr. Lorraine Goodwin is the name of this show, and I am the host. The show lasts about 30 minutes. It goes pretty fast. So I have a couple of topics I'm going to talk about today. If you want to call in and join me, our call-in number is 713-955-0565. That's 713-955-0565. And I'd be happy to hear from you if you're having some issues or things you want to talk about during the holidays. I was out today, and one of the things that comes up every year, of course, is theft and counterfeit money. I was in one store, and a person told me that they had gotten a $100 bill from another store, and they used that to pay for something in the next store they went into, and the person said the money was counterfeit. So then he had that money was confiscated, of course, was not given back, and then they had to wait for the police to come, and the man wanted his money back. Well, I don't know much about counterfeit money law or any of that stuff, but my limited knowledge is that if you do get a counterfeit bill, be it a $10 bill, a $20 bill, a $100 bill, or anything else, that it will be confiscated and you will not get real money in exchange. They will take the information as to how you got the counterfeit bill, but you're basically out of the money. So for all of you out there, this is a caution. Do not get large bills over the holiday. To get money, get it in tens and twenties. Now, a lot of counterfeits are often done in $20 bills. They have to pay off a lot of them, but they're easier to spend. People tend to remember people who give $100 bills. And so, but if you can't afford the loss, because all they do is take the money, confiscate it, take it out of circulation. And if you can't afford that $100 loss, you get your money in smaller bills as far as change. Don't go around, even if you think it's a really great store. I once got a counterfeit bill from a bank. So I'm always happy when I see the bank scan the money and try to do a check, at least giving me a little bit more assurance that I don't have counterfeit bills in any money that they give me. But even when I got it from a bank, you know, they really didn't even want to take that back, but they knew me, and they had known me for a long time, so they did it as a special favor, taking the money back. But normally, you're just out of the money, and so this is something you need to remember, and it's starting early. Here we are before Christmas, and people are already trying to circulate those fake bills. So one of the things, if you're doing paying things, you might want to put it on a credit card. I'm normally against credit card debt. I do not like credit card debt. Do not use credit card debt unless you know you can pay it off. And I would say charge something and go home and pay the bill for it right away and get it out. If you can't afford to keep up with the purchases, stop buying. Start thinking of things that your family and friends will like that do not cost you money. Going hard for the money this Christmas. They're already putting out all of those tempting sales. Most of the sales I've seen so far are not so good. But, of course, if you're in the market for things, that can look really good. And sometimes, you know, they say the real price is $400 and it's knocked down to $13.29. And that real price is often so inflated, no one in the world has ever, ever paid that price for that item. But it is enough to get you to think, oh, what a deal. You know, it's down from $400 down to $18. I need to get it now. But, you know, in real life, it normally goes for like $20, and you knock it down to $18 because nobody was ever going to pay $400 for it. Or they got so many of them in, they mass ordered, and they got it down to a very, very low amount just by having volume sales. So don't be tempted. Don't use credit cards if you cannot pay the bill off immediately. And do not take large bills. Get smaller bills because you are stuck. And they are going to be hitting us hard this year with fake money. You know, with all this casino money, with all of this money coming in from foreign places, all of the international stuff going on, all of this ISIS going on, they're going to flood our markets with fake money. Most people don't look. Feel your money. Does it feel like the right type of paper? Look at it. Give your money a look before you after you accept money. Most people don't like to look at the money after they get changed. They feel like that's rude. Well, be rude for a couple seconds. Take a look at the money they're giving you. Does it look like regular money? Because that store clerk, if he's giving you fake money, trying to get it out of his drawer, he does not want you to look at it and say, oh, this is fake, and give it back to him. You know, he wants you to walk out the store, because if you're out of the door for, if you're out of his eye shot for a second, he'll say you changed the money, and that's not what he gave you, and he doesn't want any responsibility for it. So check your money. Good thing to teach your kids, too. Check your money when you get change. Okay, other holiday stresses come around, a lot of things that happen to people. Well, a lot of people are dealing with illness. You might have a loved one that's gotten a bad medical diagnosis, who might be dying, who might be injured, who might be have a chronic illness and you just can't do the things they want to do for maybe a very long time. Or they might have had a recent accident, you know, maybe a burn, a fire, some kind of injury. Some of the toys that are coming out are very, very dangerous. That little motorized skateboard, I've seen a lot of people getting that for their kids. That is very, very dangerous, and the orthopedic surgeons are saying they're getting a lot of kids in with broken bones, knee injuries, and other things from that motorized skateboard thing. Do not get that for your kids. Some of those little trampolines become unbalanced. The kids want to jump on them like crazy, and they're only meant for minor jumping. They're meant for people who don't do much jumping, but you can't get a small trampoline for a kid because kids go wild on them. They end up tipping it over and injuring themselves, you know, getting their foot caught in that netting, all kinds of things. And so you have to be very, very careful with what you buy, and you're going to see some great, you know, quotes on prices, and you're going to feel really, really bad about not getting that item. My solution is don't look at all that stuff, because it does tempt you, and before you know it, you're plopping your money down for something you don't need, something that's going to potentially injure your kids, have a higher likelihood of injuring your kids. The kids aren't going to get anything out of it. You get your kids a motorized skateboard, it's not going to help them in the future in any way. It just makes them lazy. You got to use your legs. You got to walk. That's what legs want. Legs want you to walk. So use your mind, use some caution, and we're going to talk, you know, about how to deal with a lot of the things that are getting you down. You're going to get a lot of pressure from your kids to buy, buy, buy. They see all this stuff on TV, and everybody is pushing a lot of items. So the kids come back and say, I want a computer. Okay, well, that's, what, $500? $600, $800, $1,000, who knows what that would be. It'd be all kinds of prices. And you're thinking, oh, well, every kid needs a computer. No, every kid doesn't need a computer. But if you have a family computer, you can share time. And you can get a lot of deals on computers, and you have to really look around. So if your kid's trying to dictate what he wants and he's into the high technology stuff, you have to really think about, you know, what's the benefit? What's he going to use it for? Is it going to be something that he's going to sit around and do gaming? You know, gaming has, some people make money in gaming, too. They have all these big events where people do make money. It's kind of like gambling, I guess. But, you know, most kids don't make money. But there are some skills kids do get from gaming. So I'm not down on gaming, but you have to be careful to go with what your friend, what your family can afford, and not go so much just by what friends are getting and trying to keep up with the Joneses. Do you feel like you have to keep up with the Joneses? So many of us do at this time of the year. We hear what people are getting the kids at the office. They may not be getting it, but they might just be talking. You know, it's the same as when they talk about, you know, the girls they dated or who they could have married. You know, they kind of puffery. They kind of build it up. It's not really the truth. But it sounds good at the office, and then the other people get jealous. Well, this picture, you're coming down. There is a commercial that's on TV, and it shows the kids, you know, ripping off stuff, and they look at it, and some item, you know, some piece of technology or whatever they wanted. Just another piece of junk laying around your house. Now, you know, you got to keep cleaning it up. It's always on the floor. It's always here. It's always there. It's always in the wrong place. You got too much stuff in your house already. Did you clean out the stuff that's already in your house? Did you go through your house and pick up all those items, all those toys and things that you never used and try to sell them? Put them on the internet. Have a yard sale. Craigslist. You know, you can, if you want to deal with Craigslist, you can put them on Craigslist or eBay or any of the other places you can sell stuff. And get rid of some of the old stuff there that's there before you bring in a lot of new stuff. We live with so much junk, and all of that junk brings problems. It weighs us down. It's on our shoulders. It makes us feel small. We have to carry this stuff all the time. We have a house. We have to protect all of this junk we buy. We have to put up shelves for it. We have to put it in containers. We have to dust it. We have to wash it. Move it from the floor to the box, to the bed, to visit, upstairs, downstairs. It takes a lot of time and energy to deal with a lot of stuff. Don't center your holiday around things. Try to get your family as much as possible. We're a very mercenary community, but as much as possible. Try to get your family centered around events, things you can do, things that don't clutter your life. You go and you see a play, you go out and watch people do Christmas caroling, or you do Christmas caroling yourself. You go visit people in the hospital who are looking for people to come in and visit them. You go and have a do-it-yourself day when you bring out lots of arts and crafts. Make all kinds of arts and crafty things for the neighbors to see. And maybe they'll even buy some, who knows. But at least see them and give them away or whatever you want to do. These are all ways to spend this holiday vacation time without coming up and ending up with a house full of clutter and junk. Because it just really does weigh you down, and it does not lift your spirits at all. Plus, you got the bill. You know, they're going to, although they're saying they're sales, don't be sucked in. They're telling you there are a lot of sales for the holidays to get you in the mental state. It's mental programming. You see something and you think, this is the big sale. I got to get it now. And it's not really that much of a sale. And it's not something you really wanted. And it's something that if you think back during the year, I've bought stuff at Christmas on a sale, and found I didn't even use it for 1 or 2 years after I bought it on sale, so it wasn't worth anything to me. That's probably what's going on with a lot of stuff that you buy, and you need to get that stuff out of your life. You need to figure out what you want and what is just junk and adding weight and draining energy from your life. Concentrate on your family. Concentrate on the needs of your family. People always say, you know, so much they want to spend precious time with this family member or that family member, and yet when they do get the time, they end up spending their time playing a game on the computer, or they end up watching a TV show, or they end up, you know, a lot of people now are into pornography. They end up sitting around watching pornography. That's not the way to enjoy your family. If you really enjoy the people you're with and you want to say, this is the time I'm going to remember, and these are the people I want to remember being with, and these are the people I appreciate, not those strangers on TV or on the porn channel or whatever else you're doing, then be with them. Find out who they are. Find out what happened to them during the past year. Find out where they're going this coming year, this coming 2016. Can you believe it's 2016? Time really, really is going fast. Where's your family going? What's their goal for this year? What kinds of things are they needing that they really need that might not be available through a Christmas list? But, you know, what about giving them a class? That sounds crazy, huh? But I bet a lot of people would enjoy a class in their favorite do-it-yourself activity. Maybe it's some kind of building something or learning a new skill. I don't know how well that would go over, but it might be something you can think about. Because those classes can be pretty inexpensive. They take a lot of time to take the class, and you come out, you have a new skill, and if it's something you enjoy, it could be really appreciated. That's a good thought. I hadn't thought about that. But we're going to be talking over the next days about how to deal with family issues, because family members are often very different people. Even though you came from the same mother and father and you lived in that house for 18 years together, everyone still comes out a different person, and a lot of the history between family members may not be positive. It might bring up bad memories. People don't want to hear that old stuff anymore. People don't want to relive the old days anymore. You know, it all depends on what your family history is. So there's a lot of stress with coming together and having to spend those hours and days or whatever it is to be with family. And then there's also a lot of mixed emotions, because a lot of people have to spend a lot of money to get there. So that they might be going to visit people who are family who they may not really like. And then they have to spend a lot of money to get there and get back, and hotels and family fights and who knows what else will go on. So how do you deal with that stuff? How do you get to the point where you take back your time for yourself? You know, you want to give to your family, but how much time should you give to your family? How much time do you need to yourself? How can you give to your family and still take a break so that you don't feel like you're trapped in the house and you can't get out? And a lot of people are not good with small talk. A lot of families have a lot of issues they try to get into over the holidays that people don't want to deal with. And a lot of people have bad memories from their childhood that they just don't want to deal with. And so these are all the things you need to think about, and we can talk about how can we move forward from the place you are today. How can we handle this feeling that the holidays often brings, where people are feeling lonely, they feel abandoned, they feel depressed. A lot of people break up. A lot of people don't want to give gifts. And the way they get away from doing that, they break up with their significant other. So, two people are going together, had been having a wonderful relationship, and then they find out one of the people, you see the guy, breaks up with the girl just before the holidays. So he gets out of having all these obligations to be with her family and to act like they're, really stuck together, and to give an expensive gift and hear her complaining about not the gift she wanted or it's not expensive enough, or she, whatever the complaint would be about the gift. So people often break up at the holidays. And they might come back together later. Now, they want to come back together after Valentine's Day, because you don't want to get stuck Valentine's Day, because you get the same problem. You have to give a gift. You have to give candy and flowers, and then you have to do all kinds of things and go out to dinner. There are lots of obligations for Valentine's Day, so people will find that their significant other during the season up and through and past Valentine's Day will be pulling away, and there will be lots of commotion and negativeness about a relationship. Okay, well, I don't have any calls, and I think I've kind of said all that I had planned to say. And I just want to let you know that we will be discussing these topics and more And if you would like to call in at any time, I wish you will. I wish you would, because I would be more than happy to discuss anything you want to talk about so that we can get through this holiday together. The marketing people are really, really going strong. It's going to be a day of willpower. I'm sitting here right now, and there is a TV on. I can see, and they're talking about people giving each other cars. Boy, this is a Mercedes-Benz commercial, yeah. What a thing to put into people's mind that they're supposed to give each other cars. Some families, that's not a problem. Some families, it is a problem. Some families are going to be unhappy because they didn't get the car that they wanted and had been asked for, or they didn't get the kind of car they wanted, and all kinds of things. But turn off the TV, that's another thing, you know, because the TV is implanting and doing all this mind-altering stuff. Here's another commercial on the same TV, another commercial for a car. Somebody giving some, it shows a Santa looking at some people looking at a car, and Dad saying, "This is the car we got, has a big bow on it." Christmas is not supposed to be about giving each other these 30,000, make December a December to remember. This is a Lexus commercial. And then there's another show, an auto show coming up. My goodness, well, they're really pushing cars this season, and I guess that's going to be one of the things a lot of people will be tempted to buy for no other reason than that they got sucked into the mind control of television. You know, we don't talk about that anymore. There was an era, well, I shouldn't say an era, but there was a couple of years that people were very much into mind manipulation and how the TV and photographic ads and so forth always manipulate us through things they hide in TV. Because when they do a TV commercial, or even if they do a movie, they can hide secret messages in there that come through the screen so fast that you don't even know they're there. They can be telling you to eat certain food. They can be telling you to do certain things. Like during that Lexus commercial, there might be a line that goes through it that says, "Buy Lexus, buy a car, get a car for Christmas." And you don't notice it because it goes through so fast that your mind can pick it up, maybe. But you're aware, you're not aware that you're picking it up. And you hear it over and over and over again all day. Now here's GMC. Now they're selling a car. Take this $5,000 off and they want you to buy it by Friday. Really, really, they're soaking it in. In control of your mind. They're going to try to tell you exactly what to buy this Christmas. I want you to be strong. I want you to look at those commercials and look away. Be your own person. If you are not in need of a car, if you don't want to get a car, if you can't afford a car, if you can afford a car but it will hurt your lifestyle for one or more years, look away and guide yourself in your own path. People are buying all this stuff. They're being sucked, and they're getting to the point where they're even passing counterfeit money onto the poor people throughout the United States. You have to be on your toes this Christmas because the marketing people, the sales people are after you. They're after your money and they're after your mind. And they're not only after your mind, but they're after the mind of your wife, your husband, your children, your mother, your father, the rest of your family members. They're trying to take you over and you need to be strong in order to prevail, in order to have the type of 2016 that you want to have, you have to be strong and you have to take control of your own life, not be sucked in by the media and by those many, many ads on the websites that you see. You think you're just looking at one thing, but you can't. Your eyes take in all the ads and so forth going on, and you don't even know that you're picking up all those ads. You think you're just looking at one thing, but they're taking control of your mind slowly, hour after hour, minute after minute, second after second, day after day after day, with their message, and you become like a zombie, weakened, can't even tell truth from fiction. They tell you you need a car, but you're happy with your car, at least you were, and now you want a car. They tell you you're happy with your computer, you're happy with your phone, but they tell you you need a new phone, and you're thinking, I was really happy, but I need a new phone. I need a new computer. Don't get sucked in. Be your own person. We're going to work through this holiday season. I hope you can be strong with me. I hope you can help me stay away from the mind control they're putting on me. And I hope I can help you stay away from the mind control that they're putting on you. But if we don't do it in a conscious manner, knowing that every second of our day we are being inundated with mind-controlling propaganda, and we need to step back, be aware. And if we see our families falling victim to this, if they're talking crazy about things they want, we need to take control, turn off the TV, turn off any computers that are giving you all of this. And I said this happens so quickly, you don't even know when you're seeing it. So sometimes when you're watching a show on TV, you don't even know that your mind's being controlled. So be very, very careful. My time is up, and I'm going to end this right now. I want you to have a happy holiday. Join me again so we can go back and continue our discussion on how to take back the holidays, how to have fun without spending a lot of money. Eat at home. Have some meals at home. And those restaurants are getting very expensive, and they're fun to do. But if you do it too much, of course, that's where all your money is going to go. Be careful. Spend locally and help some of the local sellers sell some of the stuff they want too. But we all do. We'll go, of course, to some of the big corporations to buy some things also. But take care, and follow me again. This is Dr. Lorraine Goodwin saying good night.